Welcome to the online Kenyan Daily News Brief. Former CS Fred Matiang'i criticized government interference in by-elections, a sentiment echoed by Martha Karua, who condemned voter bribery in Malava. ODM leaders Otiende Amolo cautioned members against arrogance regarding government ties, while Oburu Odinga, returning from Dubai, reaffirmed ODM's commitment to collaboration with the government. In other news, the Kenya Pipeline Company was named Company of the Year 2025, and Nairobi Women Rep Esther Pasaris urged support for local fashion. Here are the key stories from across the country. In politics,
only two women are among 181 contenders in ongoing by-elections, prompting calls for urgent electoral reforms. Voter bribery allegations and chaos characterize the Mbere North by-election. The IEBC has begun confirming winners in various constituencies.
In business,
public pension membership tops 500,000, managing 242 billion shillings. Kenya gains global ICT influence, securing a key ITU vice chair role. In Gikomba, ACA seized 50 million shillings in counterfeit goods, arresting a Chinese national. Meanwhile, the Kenha boss faces jail for disobeying a 530 million shilling court order.
That concludes today's news brief. Stay informed with the online Kenyon.com.